Ethel Chadwick, and today's show of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded in an earlier time. Reem, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that is Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Today I'm going to be featuring the music of Kathy Schuster, and you'll get to hear an interview I did with her previously. Enjoy. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. All right, we're going to start out with a CD called As You Lead, and this is a very rhythmic song. You're going to want to get up and dance around the room. This is Kathy Schuster, and the song is called Every Day I Will Bless You.
And talk of your power to make known to
I'm sure you were just dancing all around the room when you heard that song. Kathy's just an all-around great woman, and she's just so sweet and so gentle. And when you meet her in person, you can see what a kind, compassionate, sensitive woman she is. And she's just an all-around great lady. She's a great wife, great mother, great singer. And here is a song coming up from her CD, Face to Face, and it's called Whom Have I in Heaven?
Thank you.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, Messianic Congregation. We are at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard, and our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And if you're in the Buffalo, New York area and you'd like to visit a Messianic congregation, I encourage you to visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. It's at 2608 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30. I'd like to thank the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop for keeping Bagels and Blessings on the air. The Fig Tree is located at Shema Yisrael, 1326 North Winton Road. It's open right after our service every Saturday around noon, and it's also open Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Wednesdays and Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a great place to go for CDs, prayer shawls, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. Let the name of the Lord be praised from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Here's Kathy from the CD with the same name as the song, From the Rising of the Sun. Great sponsor is Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. They've been a family-owned business for over 25 years. Their highly experienced training team is hired based on ambition and talent. And you know what? They absolutely excel in customer service and in technical excellence. So if you're looking for a place to get a brand new hairdo or a manicure, pedicure, massage, or facial, or you want a place to get a gift certificate for that special woman in your life, please visit Favors Harem Salon and Spa. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The phone number in Henrietta is 585-359-2249. Also, there's one in Fairport in Packets Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. Come into Favors Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. Sometimes when you listen to all this great music, you start dancing around and you might throw something out like your back or your hip or something. But don't worry, darling. If that happens to you, I want you to go visit Odell Family Chiropractic. Just listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect
it. This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations will be blessed? A Venus flytrap that cures athlete's foot? Scientists in Israel are working with carnivorous plants that could heal fungus infections and even save lives. The plant's digestive system releases an enzyme found to have better healing properties with less risks than existing antifungal medications. Wow, but isn't that just like God to use the ordinary for his purposes? In Matthew 11, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, was grateful that God chose to reveal the hidden mysteries of the ages to the simple, unlearned Jewish disciples. And aren't we thankful that like the Venus flytrap, the creator of the universe sees us and uses us in miraculous ways for his glory. This is Joel Chernoff. Shalom.
Today, nearly one in three Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
What are you wearing? You're wondering why I'm asking you that question. Did you put on your garments of praise this morning? Kathy's newest CD is called Garment of Praise, and the title song, you're going to love it. She uses so many rhythmic sounds, Middle Eastern sounds, or you might think of them as Israeli sounds. This song, again, is called Garment of Praise.
Beauty for a share, the oil joy the morning. You have given me beauty.
Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Check out their website, excellentairheatingandcooling.com. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years' experience in the heating and cooling profession. If you need a new furnace, or if you want to just get your old furnace checked out, I highly encourage you to call them. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Again, the number is 585-889-7840. They love the Lord. Their prices are fair, and their service is excellent. If you're having any trouble with your computer, don't worry. I have got such the thing for you. What you want to do is you want to call Bruce Bay at New Birth Computers. The phone number is 585-293-3407. New Birth Computers can scan and remove spyware, malware, and viruses, repair your hardware, upgrade your computer, like adding more memory, adding a larger hard drive, or a DVD burner, and they can set up and can configure home networks, wired and wireless. Also, listen to this. They can even convert your old Super 8 home movies or videotapes to DVD. And if you mention that you heard this ad on Bagels and Blessings, New Birth Computers will even pay the sales tax portion of your bill. So again, contact Bruce Bay at 585-293-3407 or email him at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com. This is Ethel Tedrick. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. I'm featuring the music of Kathy Schuster. Okay, here are two songs coming up that I have not played previously from the CD Garment of Praise. This is called Whoever Offers Praise.
Yeah.
going to hear an interview that I did with Kathy Schuster a few years ago. And if you hear any references to her coming to Shema Israel today, it's not really today. She did come to Shema a few years back, and hopefully we'll get her to come again sometime. But the interview that you're going to hear right now was recorded a few years ago, and she shares a little bit of her story. Enjoy. Shalom, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and you've been listening to the wonderful music from my dear friend Kathy Schuster, who's live here in the studio. Welcome, Kathy, to Bagels and Blessings. Shall I say welcome back? Many years back, I did do a phone interview with you on WRCI. That was when we were all younger.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. But now it's a new time, new day, new audience, and so, you know, I would love to just find out a little bit about you. How did you grow up? Did you grow up in a Jewish home?
I grew up all over the world as an Army brat. My dad was a career Army officer, and so I didn't grow up particularly religious at all. In fact, it wasn't until I was 12 years old that I even knew that my dad was Jewish. And it was just one of those things that he kept secret because, as a Holocaust survivor, what he knew about being Jewish was that it just kind of was a label to end up getting persecuted for. So he didn't want his family identified in any way as being Jewish.
Wow. So your father hid the identity. He was a Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
Wow. So you found out when you were 12 years old that you were Jewish.
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
I was so excited. It answered so many questions. I was living in Turkey at the time, and my heart was just drawn to all things archaeological, biblical, and there's lots of incredible archaeological sites to visit there, lots of ancient history. So I visited those things and kind of learned about some of the early beginnings of believers in Messiah Yeshua, in Jesus, at these various sites, and I was just fascinated, and I wanted to learn even more about it. And everything that I discovered was that these early believers, the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, was Jewish, and his early disciples were Jewish, so to me, it just seemed like a perfect fit. Here are Jewish people who have found their Messiah, and they were passionate about their faith, and it just kindled a spark in me to want to know more about it.
So you were drawn, you were just drawn to the Lord and to the early, the story of the early disciples, everything. Had someone shared the gospel with you? Do you know if anybody had been praying for you, or was there any particular thing that happened which really solidified it for you so that you realize the truth about who Jesus really was?
You know, nobody presented the gospel message to me. I can only say it was the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that was just tugging on a hungry heart. I wanted to know who God was, and I was desperate to get to know him. And the scripture says that if you seek him, you will find him when you search for him with all your heart. And I was just a girl of 12, a child's heart wanting to know the truth. I had lived in many countries, had friends from various religions, and I wanted to know who was right. So I just said, God, I know you're real. Show me who you are. And it wasn't until I came to the United States that I met believers. Almost right out of the gate, when I went to school, I met a pastor's daughter from the Army base where we were stationed, and she invited me to the youth group. And when I walked in to the meeting, I felt the presence of God. It was the warmest, most loving, incredible embrace, and I just knew that he was real, and he was showing himself to me there.
That is just amazing. So, when did you first meet other Jewish believers in Messiah?
Years and years later. I was in high school, and a friend of mine came running to me, and she says, oh, I heard Lamb's music, and Lamb is Joel Chernoff, or was Joel Chernoff and Rick Coghill, and she said, oh, there are Jewish people like you. They believe in Jesus. Oh, you've got to hear their music. You'll love it. So I went to a Lamb concert, and that was the first time that I discovered that there are other people like me who have come to faith in Yeshua.
I don't know about you. I remember as a new believer the first time I heard that music, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I've just come home. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I didn't feel so alone because I had stood on my own very stubbornly, as some would say, saying, no, I'm not joining a church. No, I'm not converted to another religion. I am Jewish, as Jesus was Jewish, as Paul and his disciples were Jewish. And I'm not veering from that conviction. So when I met other people who had made that stand, it felt so wonderful. And years later, as an adult, it was a homecoming when I moved to Philadelphia and began attending Congregation Beth Yeshua, a Messianic synagogue in Philadelphia. And truly, it became the place where I call home.
Amazing. And we're in the Passover season right now. When did you realize, because this was a revelation for me, when did you realize that the Last Supper was a Passover Seder?
I think that the first time I heard that, I was, again, in high school, and I can't remember exactly where the teaching came from, but my family at that time were all believers. We had a very tumultuous first couple years when I first came to know the Lord, where everyone was kind of searching out, what in the world has Kathy gotten into? Is she in some kind of a cult? And my parents discovered that what I had found in my faith actually was something that they were searching for. So within 2 years, my immediate family, my parents and my two sisters, came to know the Lord. So we had a family Seder for the first time as Messianic Jews. And it all sort of clicked together, and we were truly amazed seeing Yeshua's fulfillment in the Passover.
Well, why don't we go with that for a little bit? Because we're in the Passover season right now, and maybe you want to share just a couple of insights to our listening audience. Maybe there's someone Jewish in the audience right now listening and thinks, what is this all about? And what does Jesus, Yeshua, have anything to do with Passover as we celebrate it now? What would you say?
Well, when Jesus came, the forerunner came in the spirit of Elijah, and his name was John the Baptist, or Yochanan the Immerser, as we call it in Messianic circles. And he said of Yeshua, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And everything in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, is a shadow of what God's new covenant with his people is going to be. So when I'm reading the Haggadah, the telling of the Passover story, I love the fact that everywhere you look at the Passover lamb, he was a symbol of the blood, the atoning sacrifice that the Messiah would make so that the angel of death would pass over us, because all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. We all mess up. We can't be perfect. We're not holy, but God is a holy God, and he provided a way for us to be in that secret place with him, in that intimate place with him, by sacrificing himself as the lamb so that the angel of death will pass over us. And I think that's an amazing part of the story, as well as the Afikoman. The whole Afikoman part of the Seder, it's just incredible to me that we would take the middle matzah, representing the Son, of the triunity of God, being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, break him, put him in a linen cloth, and hide him away. And then a child finds him and then is redeemed with a gift. And I just think that's a beautiful picture of Yeshua's death and then his resurrection, and then the gift of life that he gives us.
Mm, absolutely. And Just look at a piece of matzah. I mean, before I became a believer in Yeshua, I never looked at matzah this way. Now you hold a piece of matzah up to the light, and you see that it's pierced. Mm-hmm. There's holes in it, and it's bruised. And I mean, all you got to do is look at Isaiah 53 for a description of the suffering servant who was pierced and bruised and wounded for our sins. Amazing, amazing. Well, Kathy, you are an anointed songwriter, and I do want to spend a few minutes also talking about your music. When did you begin writing, and do you write the words first, or do you write the music first, or tell me?
Everybody has to do that. Well, I can't give you a formula, sorry.
Oy vey. Oy gavalt. No. Am I going to make you feel guilty now?
No, I'm not. I don't feel guilty.
Give me some time.
I guess I've been writing music to the Lord since I got to know him. But it was probably in the last 12 years that I actually felt that I should record the music and share it with other people. Writing music was a very private thing for me. It was just basically my prayer time with God. And I would just get out my guitar or sit at the piano and just sing to the Lord, just worship him. And it was really just my love letters to the lover of my soul. And do the lyrics come first? Does the music come first? It all varies. It all varies. Sometimes I feel like I get a kiss from heaven when a song comes all at the same time. I'm sitting down, I'm playing the music, I'm singing the words, and I actually remember it afterwards, and the song is born.
That happened to me once. Once like that. Do you wake up with a song sometimes?
I did one time recently, actually.
Really?
I haven't recorded this song, but I was on a plane coming back from the Southeast Regional Conference, the MJA Conference in Florida, and in the dream I heard a song, and I woke up and I remembered it. So here's my Apple laptop plug. My son has one, and GarageBand is absolutely awesome. It rocks. So we booted up GarageBand, and I sang the song into the computer, my son's computer, because I was afraid I was going to forget it, and I went home and I wrote it.
Amazing!
So that was just one time, and it was very cool.
Oh, wow. Now, you use a lot of Middle Eastern-sounding instruments and percussion in your two latest CDs, and I understand you're working on another one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about how you put your songs together and how do you find the right instruments. And
well, I guess the Middle Eastern part is kind of in my blood. I guess Jews, obviously, we came from the Middle East, even though I don't look Middle Eastern.
No.
No, with my blonde hair and green eyes.
She's so cute.
I spent some of my favorite years in Turkey. And so I just love that sound. I love the rhythms and the instruments of that region. And I guess that's why I use it. I just like it. So if the song lends itself to that, if I close my eyes and I listen to a song and I can hear or feel those kind of instruments and rhythms, then I like to lay the tracks down like that. If it doesn't have it in there, I don't try to bend it. I don't necessarily put it in there. So I kind of try to let each song speak for itself.
Hmm. Well, this would be a good time to mention that you have an opportunity, my friends. Today, you can come to Shemaya Israel and you can see Kathy Schuster in person, leading worship, doing some of her songs. It would be an amazing time, an anointed time for you. I really want to encourage you to come. If you're not doing anything else more exciting, then you've got no excuse. So this morning, our service is at 10 o'clock at Shemaya Israel, 1326 North Winton Road. It's in Irondequoit, a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Kathy Schuster is going to be there, and she'll have her CDs with her. So I know one of the things you're wondering right now is, how can I get a hold of her CDs? Oh, my gosh, I want her CDs. Well, today is your day, because she'll have them with her. You can come to Shema, and you can buy them. And she only has a limited supply with her. Now, once you run out of those, Kathy, how can, you know, the hundreds that are going to want more, how
right,
can...
Right.
Hey, from my mouth to God's ears. How can the rest of the listening audience get a hold of your CDs?
I have a website, www.kathyschuster.com. Schuster is spelled unconventionally, just so you know. It's S-H-O-O-S-T-E-R, kathyschuster.com. And the latest CD, Garment of Praise, is also available through my distributor, Galilee of the Nations. So if you go to Galilee of the Nations, you can get it there, or ask your local Christian bookstore to order it for you.
Absolutely. Speaking of Garment of Praise, that song ministers to me so very much, Kathy.
That's cool.
There are so many people that are hurting, and they are just mourning, and they're so sad. Tell me about how you wrote that song.
Well, I guess I wrote that song because I wasn't feeling so happy myself. And praising the Lord is a choice. Getting up in the morning is a choice. You have to decide. I think often we have to decide to be happy, and we have to decide that God is truth and God is love, and we need to decide to receive that for ourselves. In the same way that you get up in the morning and you've got to decide what you're going to put on your body, you need to decide what you're going to put on in your mind and in your heart. And that's where Garment of Praise came from. I made an active decision that I will wear the garments, the clothes that God has given me, and that is the garment of praise, the garment of salvation. He's given me his righteousness. I have none of my own. It is him, it is he that clothes me with anything that is good, and anything that's lovely. It comes from him. And so that's where that song came from. It became an active decision of my will and my heart to make my life about his worship and his praise.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Kathy. That really encourages me. And I hope for those of you listening today that that encourages you also. There are so many cares of the world and problems that you can dwell on, but like Kathy said, every day you do have a choice, and I do pray that you will make that decision to put on the garment of praise. So, Kathy, I understand that you had an amazing experience recently, something about driving very, very fast in a car.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
It was legal. First, I want to say it was legal.
Okay, then. Do tell.
It was at the Atlanta Motor Speedway a couple of weekends ago. Actually, it was in March 26th, I believe, something like that. I, along with 11 other Messianic artists and leaders, were invited to drive for the MJIF, which is the Messianic Jewish Israel Fund, and we were driving to raise awareness and financial support for believers in Israel who live below the poverty line. There's a lot of need among believers. They're a very persecuted minority of minorities, and so we went there to raise pledges for the amount of miles per hour we drove and or laps around the track.
Now, how did that feel, driving? How fast did you go?
Oh, wow. It was exhilarating. I loved it.
Were you scared?
I felt the need for speed. I guess, yes. I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit scared.
Like, oy vey, oy!
Yeah, but, you know, I'm one of those wild women that just, it's got to put the pedal to the metal sometimes.
You're a wild woman?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I know. You got to watch out for the quiet ones.
Don't they say still waters run deep?
Yeah.
Kathy Schuster, wild woman.
But I guess my husband, I have to say, Don Schuster, he was the fastest at 144 miles per hour. Woohoo! And I was right behind him at 138.
What do your children think about you and your husband?
Oh, gosh, let's not ask.
So this is to raise money, and was a lot raised. And if people want to still contribute, how do they do that?
Oh, absolutely. The pledges are still coming in, and I encourage you, if you haven't made a pledge, please do so. You can go right to the website at www.mjif.com. org and make a pledge online. You can pledge any of the drivers. If you want to pledge me, go ahead, go say, okay, I'm pledging my money, putting it behind Kathy Schuster. It doesn't really matter. We just want to raise the money. Dottie Solomon, who is the executive director of the Messianic Jewish Israel Fund, is going to Israel next month, and she's going to be hand-delivering this money to needy families next month. And she meets with the leaders that are there, Messianic leaders, and 100% of the money goes directly to the people who need it. Nobody takes a salary. Nobody takes any of this funds. It really makes a huge difference in the lives of people in Israel.
So again, that's MJIF, that's F like Fox, MJIF.org, if you want to pledge money. Now, I understand that there has been a softening of in the hearts of the Israeli government towards receiving contributions from Messianic and Christian organizations.
Yes, it's actually been huge, an amazing breakthrough there. The Messianic Jewish believers humanitarian aid organizations have definitely made an impact on the society in Israel. And it is showing the love and mercy through Yeshua, through our love for the Jewish people in the name of Yeshua, that is bringing Israelis to faith in the Lord, because they see that this is a living faith. This is real. This is a reality. This is not just talk. This is not just another religion. It's something that we feel very deeply in our hearts.
Praise God. I do encourage you again to go on that website, mjif.org. Well, in the few minutes that we have remaining, I'd like to talk a little bit about Kol Simcha.
Oh, yeah.
For those, I didn't get a chance to play any of their music on the air today. I will in future broadcasts. Tell us a little bit about, like, what is Kol Simcha? How did you join? How long have you been? And where have you traveled with them, et cetera, et cetera?
Kol Simcha is a wonderful messianic choral group. Kol Simcha means sound of joy, and I think that that's our perfect name, because we just enjoy God's presence. God's presence brings so much joy. So when we sing together, we like to just dance and praise the Lord.
Yeah,
and
you're good at that. I've seen you dance.
Yes, I like to dance. When I'm not stuck behind the piano, I get up and dance. And I think there's about 15 or so of us in the group. I've been with the group for a long time. Boy, since I was 5.
I would have said 3.
Yeah. But so you do the math, I guess.
She looks great.
I joined in 83, and I think the group's been around for about 30 years. Joe Finkelstein is the director, the original director. He's still going strong. Amazing man. And we've had the privilege of going abroad with Jonathan Bernis. It used to be Hero Israel, and now it's Jewish Voice Broadcast, and participating in festivals in the former Soviet Union and in Argentina. We've been to Israel a couple of times, and this year I'm not sure what's up. We might be heading back to Russia, we're not sure, kind of waiting on the green light from Jonathan. He's still planning festivals. And we are hoping to get back to Israel, certainly within a year.
Does Kol Simcha ever do some of your music?
Yes, I have written some music for Kol Simcha. What have we done? I don't know, nothing's springing to mind immediately because I'm on the air. That's why I can't think of it. But yes, the answer to that question is yes, sometimes.
God is certainly using you in just so many areas. You must have had the opportunity to pray and share the Lord with a lot of people. Is there any experience that springs to mind? Have you had opportunities to lead anyone Jewish to the Lord, or and just anyone in general? Are there any experiences that you've had that just come to mind where you've been able to share with someone who's hurting even?
I think probably the most life-changing experience for me had to have been in Russia. it truly changed my life when, at the end of a concert, I saw in the eyes of people a spiritual hunger I had never seen anywhere. These people looked starved to death. In their eyes, they were so hungry to know God. In this country, we are so used to spiritual things that we take it for granted. We can go to church, we can go to synagogue, we can really practice any religion we want. But if that was taken away from us, it would be like not being allowed to eat. So that's what happened to these people. So when they grabbed, we had prayer lines, hand after hand would hold on to me and just with tears streaming down their faces, pray to receive Yeshua, pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I felt like I was feeding starving, hungry souls in the truest sense. It was really a miraculous time for me, and I received so much from that experience.
That's just amazing. And in a minute or two that we have left, I'm wondering if there's anything that you'd like us to be praying for you or for your family.
Oh, thank you. I would say just keep praying that we walk closely with Him, that we remember the times that we live in, and that we're just always available for Him, that we're not living selfishly, that we're living really for His agenda. I want to live for His agenda and not my own, because that's truly where life's happiness and fulfillment is.
What a wonderful time to have you with me in the studio, Kathy. I just pray right now that the Lord continues to shine on you and your family, keeps you all safe in your travels, anoints you for His work, and clearly gives you direction and guidance, and answers all of your prayers and all of your needs. I want to thank you so much for being my guest. God bless you.
You too.
Thanks. And now, here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Yes, Adonai, Paravalecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. And remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. I'll be back next Saturday right here on 990 AM. Shalom.
Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We want to help.